Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 6, 2023. Individual and group healing. We do this twice a month because it's so awesome. And if you're new, what we do is we have a number of people in the hot seat over the course of 90 minutes. And however, everybody on this call live or on the recording is going to get a bunch of what I call bounce back healing. The fact that you're holding space for others means the allies are going to bless you with a bunch of healing for yourself. And they know exactly what you need, so you can just relax and know that the right kind of healing will show up for you. And of course, we'll start with the usual setup, calling the directions, calling the allies, setting up the sacred container, moving into embodied awakening first. I want to acknowledge and thank everyone who's here on the live call. Welcome to Angela, Autumn, Ryan, Cass, Jim, Elizabeth, Eric, Greg, James, Jenny, Monica, Roberta, Stefan, Stephanie, Tish, Trisha, and Virika. Welcome all. And let's go ahead and get into it. Always on energetic events, I request you give me your full attention. Please do only this as if you were right here in the room with me. That'll give you and everyone else the best experience because we all affect each other, even if we're doing it from the recording. If you need to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out of the energetic field. So take a moment, feel your physical body and your energy body, just whatever awareness you have of those. And I invite you to remain passive as I do the energetic setup. If you feel energy moving, just feel that. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. And my yawning is not about fatigue, it's about energy moving. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuiti. Prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density or higher consciousness, higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, we have our sacred container. Take a sec to see how you feel physically and energetically. Pretty strong already. All right, let's call an embodied awakening. Calling your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So please say the following eight words to your higher self out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Relax and just let the energy soak in. Absolute passivity, not helping in any way. If you get distracted, just return your attention to feeling the incoming energy. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go. If distractions remain, let them be there. Just don't focus on them. And use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. Try zero. See if that gets it done. Yeah, a lot of you folks are going into embodied awakening now when you go to zero effort. If zero makes you lose all awareness, then add back barely enough effort so you can feel energy or breath. Keep it to a minimum, the amount of effort you're using. You're an embodied awakening when all four of the following are true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All right, I think we're good. No matter how awesome your embodied awakening is, chances are it can always keep getting better in ways you can't even conceive. That is a strong feel we got here, folks. Well done. Okay, I'm being guided to do a little different tonight. Instead of inviting people who've never done it or haven't done it recently, we're going to open the hot seat based on perceived need. So 10 out of 10 would be, oh my God, I so desperately need this right now. And 0 would be, I truly don't need healing at all. I'm just showing up. So anyone who perceives, I guess I should allow a muting first. In order to do this, you, of course, you have to be on the live call and you have to be able to speak, interact with me live. So if you perceive that your need for healing is like a 9 or a 10 out of 10, then you're welcome to unmute now. That's the only criterion for tonight, is perceived need for healing. I guess, Virika, hey.
Hi.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so because we have limited time, and this is shamanism and not psychotherapy, all we need from you and anyone else tonight is just simply, what would you like to be different by the time your healing round is done, if we can make that happen?
I would like some more healing with my respiratory system, mainly the lungs. Sorry.
Yeah, I can hear that something's going on there. The severity of what you're experiencing, 0 to 10, what number would you put on that right now?
9.
Okay, 9 out of 10. Okay. And just in a word or two, what's the symptomology? What are you experiencing this term?
I cannot breathe properly.
Can't breathe. Well, okay. All right, good. Okay. We can help you with that, I think. So let's you get the ball rolling. If you would just please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves is good, please.
And just keep your attention where your lungs need help. Just hold your attention there, okay?
Yeah.
That's all. That's your job. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me now, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Virika's highest good. May her lungs be healed. May her breathing be easy. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Okay, everybody relax. If you're not Virika, please be completely passive. You are now functioning as a pipeline only at the human level. Your higher self and these allies are taking care of everything regarding the energy flow. You just have to relax and be completely passive at the human level and let the energy on its own pass through you and over to Virika. Good. So Virika, I assume you're feeling some intense energy coming in now?
Yeah, I feel it.
All right, so no one's going to get overwhelmed here. The technology we use does not permit overwhelm, so everyone can open completely all the way to whatever your experience is. And especially if there's challenging energy coming through, don't do anything about that. Let the higher self and these allies handle the heavy energy processing for you, and they will take care of it very smoothly and easily. Any effort from the ego in any way will only slow down or stop the higher energy's ability to work with you and help you out. So relax, trust them to do the work, and Viorica will get what she needs, and everyone else will get their highest needs served as well. Some of Viorica's heavy energy is being parceled out to others who are able and willing to process it. So you might feel some heavy energy coming through you that isn't yours. This is appropriate and helpful. I'm certainly getting my share here. So just relax, and any of Viorica's or anyone else's heavy energy that's coming through you will be handled very skillfully by the divine. And if you just chill out and let it run through, there will not be any residue left. And you will be rewarded for your service in beautiful, energetic ways. If at any point anyone's experience is not matching my description, that's okay. Just go with what's happening. Let it be what it is, whether it's challenging or pleasant. Anyone whose body wants to do any of the following, just let it happen if it wants to. This might include shaking, vibrating, trembling, crying, making sound, big motions designed to release heavy energy. Any of that's fine. Everyone but the hot seat person is muted, so no one on the call is going to hear you. And of course, if your camera's off, they're not going to see you either. So let the body do what it wants to do to move energy, if at all possible. Eureka, can you feel that heavy energy leaving through your hands and your feet?
Yes.
Good, just let it flush. That's the heavy energy that is at the root of those respiratory problems. Just let the divine flush it away the best they can. Yeah, it feels to me like you got a good, strong, steady release. You're doing great. So just keep on doing what you're doing there. All the energy flows down to Mother Earth, and she processes that. The energy can also leave other ways, but most of it goes down to Mother Earth. And she is totally happy to process this for us. The group is performing beautifully. You all are being lovely conduits for Viorica. Well done. Keep it up. And as a reminder, you are just as much a conduit for the hot seat person if you are on the recording. So please stay just as actively engaged. You will also receive the rewards and benefits of being a conduit, even if you're on the recording. Eureka, can you feel your light body becoming more conscious?
Yes.
Good. So you've cleared enough now. They're lighting up the light body. So now you get a little nice energy in the mix that feels good. Just let whatever mixture of challenge and euphoria be there that wants to be there. I can feel that a lot of other people are getting benefit too. So everybody wins on this call. And each person will always receive whatever specific experience serves their highest good when they hold space for others on this event. All right, I feel like you just came to equilibrium there. How is your respiratory situation now, Fiorica?
It's better now.
Okay, good. Like it was a 9-0 would be no problem at all. What
High
number?
Five.
Okay, so you're about half improved.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, that's nice. The allies tell me they're going to keep working on you. So you, Virik, I'd like you to continue receiving, even though the group is going to be putting its focus elsewhere. The allies are going to keep flowing to you as long as it serves you. So please remain in receiving mode for as long as you feel it working. Once you feel like that's done, then you can start holding space for others, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
And of course, you can always come back later and do it via the recording if you want to.
Yes. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. Do you feel complete with your round?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for getting us kicked off. All right, anybody else who feels like the severity of their challenge is at a 9 or 10 out of 10, you can unmute next. Last call. Okay, Stefan, hi.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
I just got COVID in the last few days.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And what are your symptoms?
Fever, temperature, and mostly gut pain. I would like to work on that pain in my stomach area.
So the gut pain is our main focus?
Yes.
And 0 to 10, how unpleasant is that right now?
About an 8.
An 8, okay. We'll work with that. All right, so take a moment and just feel the gut pain. Just have a real clear, unfiltered perception of it so you can really tell where it's at. You're not changing anything. You're just getting your baseline. Let me know when you can really feel it.
I can feel it.
All right. Okay. Please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves the highest good.
Okay. And then put your attention where it hurts. And you just keep doing that. Be passive otherwise during the call, okay? Or during your round. All right, everybody else, please repeat after me, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Stefan's highest good. May he receive the maximum healing of his COVID symptoms and challenges, including the stomach pain and fever. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Let the words go and become passive and just let the energy come through you on its own. Getting it with some pretty strong energy there, Stefan.
Yeah.
Good. And you just let it run. Again, you're safe to open to it completely. It's not going to be too much. These beautiful divine beings are carefully calibrating that energy so you get just the right amount. It's getting kind of hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's holy fire in there, burning out what doesn't need to be there. So you just relax and let them work. Looks like some of Stefan's heavy energy is being parceled out to others on the call while we're on the recording. If you feel some of his stuff coming through, just relax, let it come through and be processed. We all help each other out here. And again, the allies will only do this for those who are able and ready for that. So my perception, Stefan, is there right now, they're just shaking stuff up inside you. They're not draining it yet so much. Can you feel like they're just kind of getting stuff loosened up in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let them work. They often do a two-step cycle. Step one, they shake it up. Once it's loose enough, then they flush it away. And they usually go back to another shake-up cycle, and they will run that cycle as many times as will serve highest good. Don't be afraid to let your body vibrate or shake or whatever it wants to do. This is a no shame zone. You can let whatever needs to happen, happen. So, Stefan, be sure you're 100% passive, not attempting to make anything happen at all from your ego. There we go. Now, the energy was paused, but now it's flushing. It's super important that when you're in the hot seat, just let things run themselves. There you go. Do you feel that release happening out your hands and feet? Stefan?
Yeah, it's slowly releasing.
Good. Let it flush. Yeah, it's kind of thick, but that's okay. We're just happy to have it leave. Let it go down to Mama Earth. Yeah, the frequency is really subtle in our field right now. Everyone is once again doing a great job holding space for Stefan. Keep it up. Stefan, you feel some nice sensations arising now in the mix?
Yeah, like waves or vibrations are sent
good
throughout my gut area.
Good. I'm starting to notice the more euphoric feelings starting to creep in a little. So just let them be part of the experience too. Just noticed healing going to everybody on the call, live or on the recording. So because you're staying passive, it'll be no problem for the allies to simultaneously flow energy through you to Stefan and to give you your own needed healing at the same time. Just stay passive and everything will run itself. Oh. Yeah, they're shaking stuff up for the second round now, Stefan. Just let them kind of get in there and shake things out, physically or energetically. Or loosen them up more accurately. And there's the second flush. Just let that stuff leave. Is that pleasant feeling getting stronger, Stefan?
Yes, it's slowly
Beautiful.
increasing.
Good. You're doing great. As always, when you clear enough heavy stuff, it makes room for more light. So the awakening, the deeper bliss, is an automatic byproduct of a healing well done. Did you feel that significant energy shift a few seconds ago there?
Yes.
Okay, that feels more stable now. Feel like they've kind of wrapped up their process. How are you feeling right now with the gut?
I feel alleviated, and there's still a bit down there resisting, but it's a lot better than when I started.
And how's your fever? Has that shifted?
Yeah, I feel overall better.
Good, good. Okay. And they're going to keep working you in the background. So I invite you to just stay with your own healing process as long as you feel it working. If you feel like they have fully wrapped it up, then it's fine to start holding space for others. Okay.
Okay.
Well done, Stefan. And I hope you get over that COVID really quick.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for showing up. All right, once again, anyone who feels like their challenge is really severe, 9 or 10, you can unmute next. Oh, Virika typed in the chat. She said, this morning my oxygen level was 89% and now is 94%. Thank you for the healing. Well, if our work did that, then yay. Nice to have a quantitative measurement of effectiveness. So anyone who's having severe symptoms that need help right now, feel free to unmute yourself. A phone caller, who's this?
Hi, my name is Linda,
Linda, welcome.
and thank you. And I'm pretty new to this, so thank you very much. I'm very
Sure.
impressed by what you do.
Oh, thank you.
since
So what would
October,
Okay, again,
what?
Linda, we don't need backstory. We just need to know what would you like to be different at the end of your round, if possible?
My arms aren't working well. They're like frozen.
Frozen.
And so I have very little energy flowing through them. And if I move the wrong way, it causes pain.
Okay. So does frozen mean paralyzed?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
I have movement, but it's very limited compared to what it used to be.
So very limited arm motion. And if you were to say if you a person would have 100% perfectly, what percentage of arm movement would you say you have now?
About 30.
Okay.
Since
And I assume this is a chronic condition that's been going on for quite a while.
October.
Okay, since October. Do you have a diagnosis?
No, I don't believe in doctors.
Okay, so you have not been to a medical doctor for this.
No, I have not.
Okay. All right, let's see what we can do. So I want you to just, take a moment to really be aware of the amount of mobility you have. That might mean a little bit of moving the arms, just feeling, getting a good sense of where you're at. Does that make sense? Because I want to be able to do a before and after. I'll have you do this again when we're done to see what shifted.
Okay.
So if I like to go on the 10 scale, if 10 was complete immobility, can't move at all, 0 was complete freedom of motion, what number would you say you're at on your arm mobility right now?
I would say it's about a 70% immovability.
Okay.
Because I don't have any strength there.
Okay.
Either.
All right. So on my scale, that's a 7 out of 10. Okay. All right. Okay, good. So your job is going to be just like you heard me do with the others. You're going to do the healing invocation and just focus on your arms. Can you put your attention on both arms at once?
Yes.
And are the arms about equally challenged?
No.
No?
The left is more challenged.
So on that 10 scale, how immobilized is the left arm? 10 being completely immobile and 0 completely free.
I would say that's the 70. And on the other one, it's more like 60.
Okay, so 7 and 6. Okay, good. All right, so it sounds like you have awareness of the current situation, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so... please say the following out loud to your higher self and the allies. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
That's it. Now let the words go and just hold attention on your arms. Because wherever you put your attention is where the healing is going to go. Okay? Okay. All right. They might give bonus beyond that, but it's important you focus on the area where you really want the good helping. Okay. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Linda's highest good. May her arms enjoy the maximum mobility and comfort that serves highest good. Thank you. This is something better. Okay, everybody, please, as always, go to passivity. Just let the energy move. We all do this together. And each of our passivity, which allows the power of the divine healing to come through. Our job as humans is just to be good pipelines. So just relax and let the allies do it through you. Linda, do you feel that strong energy starting to come through your body?
Yes, good. Actually I do.
Good, just let it run. It may be uncomfortable. They'll only create as much discomfort as is needed to get the job done. And I guarantee you it will not overwhelm you. Let me know if you perceive that to be happening, but it literally never has happened before. And I don't think the allies will ever permit that. Oh yeah, you feel how the bottoms of your feet are heating up?
My whole body is.
Good. Yeah, that's holy fire burning out what doesn't need to be there. And you may feel energy moving places other than your arms. You know, the body's a very intricately interconnected system, so they'll put the healing juju wherever it's needed to accomplish what you asked for. So relax and just let it run. Passivity. As always, once the invocations get going, we have two jobs. Be passive, be patient. And as I've told the others, Linda, you're welcome to shake, vibrate, cry, make sound, move if you need to move to help memory. Yeah, cough. It's all good. Yeah, they're shaking things up really good in there. Just let them keep working. And there's the first big flush. Can you feel that energy flushing out the hands and feet there, Linda?
I'm actually feeling a little blissful at the moment.
That's fine. That can be there too. Do you have any conscious awareness of energy releasing out your hands or feet?
Yeah, actually.
Good. Yeah, that's
Haven't
happening.
you?
That's a pretty strong flush, actually. So, yeah.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with how the great onion of consciousness idea works, you know, once they start flushing out the heavy stuff, a certain bliss or euphoria starts to naturally arise as the heavy stuff flushes out. It's replaced with nicer energy that feels good. So usually there's a gradual shift from only feeling the challenge stuff to feeling more and more blissful. So that's just normally how this works. So it's not a surprise at all. It's just how it works. And again, just let, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, just let it do that. The body knows how to release. Please don't get in its way. It just got feeling even better, didn't it?
Sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Did the energy just get noticeably sweeter?
Well, how can I describe it?
Just a yes or no. If it does it feel better in the last few seconds or not?
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. This is beyond language. You will grasp with futility trying to put words on it. But what I'm doing is checking to see if what I'm feeling is what you're feeling. Normally, when I facilitate, my body mirrors the experience of the person being worked on. And my questions are just to both reassure me that I'm perceiving accurately and those who are holding space for you live and on the recording. Many of them are empathic and are feeling similar things to what I am. And me verbalizing it can give them confidence that they are having accurate perception. That's a big reason why I do so much narration of what I'm experiencing. So it's both effective and educational. So you just relax and let the energy keep moving. Does your body feel more like energy or more like solid matter right now, Linda?
I'm focusing on both. So I'm aware of both.
Good. Okay. So the shift should continue until you feel mostly like a being of energy. In other words, you'll still be feeling your body, but you'll perceive it as energy more than a solid matter. The body hasn't changed at all, just your consciousness is shifting, and the more you awaken, the more everything is perceived as energy. So just relax and let things, you're doing beautiful. You're allowing the allies to help you. So just stay passive and let's let it keep running for a little longer. I'm noticing little bursts of pain in the brain. That's all part of the healing. Sometimes it has to hurt a little bit, but they'll keep the discomfort to the minimum needed to create the healing. So let's do a status check. Check your arms and see how the mobility is in your arms now.
Oh, yeah, a lot better.
Okay, so the left arm was 70% challenged. What percentage would you say you're at now in terms of the left arm mobility?
3 stars. For mobility, I would say it's gotten to the extent of the other arm, like a 60 instead of 70.
Okay, good. So a little better.
And
you said the pain has decreased?
Yes, dramatically.
So a lot less pain. Okay. And that right arm, I'm sorry, has its pain also reduced?
Yes. That one I usually don't feel unless I actually do something wrong, you know, like move the wrong way. And then it's like, okay.
Right. And mobility, where is that at on the percentage scale?
Mobility. It's better than it was, which good. Is, in my world, phenomenal.
Okay, good. Okay. Let me see if they want to do more, if they want to work you in the background. They're saying they're going to keep working you in the background.
Oh, that's lovely.
And you can
experience, though. I thought you want to know. You told me to focus on where it was in pain, you know?
Uh-huh. Right.
And I did. And where I actually felt it was in my vertebrae and my heart.
Ah. Okay.
Then I'm like, whoa, okay.
Okay. So it could be that, just speculating, it could be there are nerves being pinched in the vertebrae that might be causing the arm challenges, for example.
Okay.
And the heart, you mean the heart chakra, the emotional center?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it very often happens that traumatic incidents that created emotional pain that hasn't been released, if held for a long time, can lead to physical challenges. So that's why I almost never do a purely physical healing that doesn't end up having a strong emotional release if it's done deeply. Whether that pain is the initiating factor of the trauma, or whether just the emotional challenge of having to deal with the problem creates whatever. But, you know, emotional healing is almost always a necessary part of a physical healing, in my experience. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. And that is what I'm working on right now, is my emotional healing. Thank you.
Yeah. The fact that they drew attention to your vertebrae, do you go to chiropractors?
I haven't in quite a while, but I could.
It might be you know, it might be worth letting them know what you're experiencing, and if they can do an adjustment that, you know, gets the bone off the nerve, if that's what's happening, that could make a massive difference.
Okay.
You know, I've been a shaman long enough. I have seen, you know, 100% miraculous energy cures, but sometimes you got to get a physical intervention of some kind. And I myself am always ready to go to any kind of healer who can help me, whether that's a chiropractor or a Western physician. You know, I've learned that, you know, different types of approaches have their strengths and weaknesses, but I'm not going to rule out anything that's possible can help me personally. That's just my own attitude about it. And of course, I honor whatever choice you choose to make about that. But my guidance is to go to a skilled chiropractor who could do whatever spinal adjustment might help open up the nerves, if that's what's causing part of the arm problem.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay. Anybody else? And again, Linda, please just, as long as you feel the healing is working, just stay with it and passively keep receiving while we work others, unless you feel like you've gotten your thing done, and then you can hold space for others. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Anyone else who's got a pretty severe challenge? You're up next if you want to unmute. And as a reminder, this is a 90-minute call, so we have a little over half an hour to go. So there is time for probably a couple more folks. Last call for people with severe challenges. Okay, next up, we're going to open it up to people who are having moderately challenging situations. And this could be emotional or physical or whatever. So if you're experiencing a moderate level of challenge, then you can unmute now and step into the hot seat. Tish.
Good evening.
Good evening, Tish. How are you doing?
I'm good. I hope you are.
Yeah, nice pendants.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so again, just to keep it tight, tell us what you would like to be different by the end of your round, if it can be accomplished.
The pain in my back, gone.
Pain in which part of your back are you feeling that in?
Upper left under shoulder blade.
Upper left under shoulder blade. And 0 to 10, how extreme is it?
About an 8.
8 out of 10. Okay. Okay, that's all we need to know. So you ready to call it in?
Ready.
Okay, first take a moment and just feel that pain 100% with no filter. You have a really clear perception of the current state of it right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So please say to the divine helpers, maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing. Wait, one more time.
Maximum healing that serves.
Maximum healing that serves.
Highest good, please.
Highest good, please. And
there you go. Now, relax. Let the words go. Your only job now is to hold attention where the problem is. And the allies will focus the energy there. Okay.
Okay.
So you're ongoing, holding attention where the healing is needed, using the least effort needed to hold that attention is your job. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Tish's highest good. Please give her a complete healing of the pain under her left shoulder blade. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Okay, let the words go and relax. Everyone who isn't Tish is now a conduit for her. Just relax and let it come through you. And once again, I do request your undivided attention. Please do only this. Yeah, they're stirring it up pretty good there in your body, Tish, aren't they?
Yes.
And they're doing the whole body, aren't they?
Yes.
There you go. Yep. They'll do all related areas that are needed. So just let them loosen things up for starters. And there's the first flush. Now just let the stuff leave. It's kind of slow because the energy is kind of thick that they're releasing, isn't it? So just let them drain it out. They'll go as fast as they can, but that's pretty thick stuff. It may take a while. That's fine. They're spreading it around to others who are willing and able. So that should speed it up a little. Yeah, your heavy energy is being more broadly spread through the group now. Again, only to those who, as I said, are willing and able. Yeah, now it's clearing a little faster. Tisha, are you able to feel that heavy energy releasing out the hands and feet?
No, it's
Okay.
radiating backwards.
Radiating backwards.
Yeah, from my back to the wall.
So it's leaving that way?
Yes.
Ah, we'll take it. However they want to get out, get it cleared is fine. Okay, good. So just relax and let it leave however it wants. Continuing to gently hold your attention where the problem is, using the least effort needed to feel it completely. And those who are processing on behalf of Tish or anyone else in the hot seat, just know that you will receive ample reward for your service. Does that energy feel like it's working pretty strongly in your body there, Tish?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to town. Great. They won't overdo it, but they perceive you can handle a pretty strong level of intensity. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so just they'll work at the maximum that you can do without overwhelm. So just let it be intense. That'll get it healed faster. Let your body do whatever it wants to do to move this through. Did a little bit of nice energy just come in there?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. That lets us know it's working. You're doing great. Stay with it. They're clearing a lot of stuff. You're doing a really great job letting that go. Well done. Stay with it. Little bit nauseating, isn't it? Or is that just me?
Yeah.
All right. Does your body now feel more like solid matter or more like energy?
Energy.
That's another signpost of the healing working well. Stay with it. Put your attention back on where the challenge is. Again, using the least effort needed to feel that completely.
Yeah.
Wow, they're just getting in there big time. You're doing a great job letting them work. I don't usually see them be this assertive, but they clearly know you can deal with it. So just relax and let them keep doing the strong work. Oh, I see they're doing strong work on many others as well. So there's a lot of healing all the way around at this point. So everybody just stay passive and know that if you're passive, you can both be a conduit for the hot seat and you can receive your own healing at the same time. All right, let's check in. How's that left shoulder blade area feeling now, Tish?
100%.
Does that mean no more
It's
discomfort?
zero. I can move my arm.
Oh, good. So does it feel like they've given you a full healing on that?
Yes.
All right, well done.
I'm a little emotional. Thank you.
All right, well done, everybody, to allow that. We have time for maybe one more person. So whoever is experiencing at least moderate challenge, you're next. Please unmute yourself.
Am I muted?
I got you, Tish. You're good.
Oh, thank you.
Except, all right, let me do it this time.
Sorry.
All right, we're good. Okay. Anyone else who feels at least moderate challenge, you're next. Just unmute yourself. Now, if no one unmutes, there's another process we can do. But last call for any other person who would like a personal healing. Regardless of the severity of the challenge. I guess everyone else. Oh, so Greg popped in and out. Greg?
Hello.
Hey. Okay. So, Greg, what would you like to be different when we're done?
I'm having trouble with one of my teeth. So, I have a something going on there. I don't know what.
Okay, which tooth? Roughly where is it in your mouth?
Upper right.
Upper right. Mm-hmm. And what's the nature of the discomfort?
It's like a, I don't know what it is exactly, a swelling or something with the gums and tooth.
Okay. And 0 to 10, how much does it hurt?
It's about a 4, maybe. 3, 4.
3 or 4. Okay, good. So take a moment and just experience the discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when you have a really full experience of what it's doing.
Okay.
Good. Now, please say to these divine beings, maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Relax and just gently hold your attention where it hurts, around that tooth and gum area. Use the least effort needed to feel it completely, but it's you holding attention there that will direct the healing energy to that spot, okay?
Yeah.
So that's your job. Everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me. For Greg's highest good. May he receive the healing in the upper right part of his mouth that serves highest good. This or something better. Everybody relax. Let the energy move. Greg, can you feel the energy working that area?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Just relax and let them do their thing. Feel like the energy has come to rest. How's that feeling now?
Yeah, a little calmer, maybe.
So does it hurt less?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Actually, they're not done. They've gone to a much subtler energy now. So okay. Let's go a little longer to do the more nuanced work. If anyone can feel that, it's like they were using like a rough sander, and now they're using a very fine grained sandpaper, metaphorically. Very subtle, intricate work. They're working the nerves. Okay, just let them do their thing. It's like they're going through all the nerves that connect that tooth to the rest of your body, and it's like they're cleaning up the nerves. There's been some calcification. Okay, so just let them do their thing. I check it now. 0 to 10, how much discomfort is there in that area now? 0 would be none. 10 would be a whole ton.
1.5, maybe.
Okay, so that's a lot better. Give them just a moment longer. Be sure to hold your attention where the healing is needed. Hey, how's it now?
Yeah, pretty good. One maybe.
Good. Okay. Yeah, they're saying that should take care of most of it. You're feel free to keep calling them in for the remainder of the healing if it doesn't get all done on this call, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, well done. Good job, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me feel what this last piece is going to be. All right, so someone emailed me, a member before the event, and said they had a friend who was really struggling, in fact, close to death, and asked, could we send healing to that person? And I said, you know what? But this event is really about benefiting members. But then it occurred to me, we could extend that same grace to lots of people at the same time, because the allies are very capable of multitasking. So this round is going to be, we've done this before when we do the invocation practice calls with the hollow reed. We're going to do that same thing. And I'd like everyone to think of one or more people who you would like highest good healing to flow to. This could be yourself. That's okay. It could also be others who would really benefit for some healing support right now. So just take a moment, and it can actually be as many people as you like. There's no limit on how many, but it's your choice whether you want to have it one being or multiples. But I'm going to leave you a moment just to decide who the recipients from your healing flow are going to be. Okay, so now let's do it. Please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of those I have chosen. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now just relax and let the energy move. That's a lot of healing energy. Keep it out. And the energy just went to a much higher, subtler vibration. It feels like that's complete. Ooh. So just take a moment and see how you feel. I'm feeling noticeably more euphoric and awakened. Just see what your experience is. Always, when you flow highest good to others, you receive blessing for yourself as well and gratitude for your service. All right. Viorica typed, if I have the same issues, numb hands, toothache, the replay would benefit for me too. Yes, it would. Feel free to come back to the replay for your section, Viorica. All right, we actually have time for one more person. If there is a person who would like to come into the hot seat and receive healing, please unmute yourself now. Elisabetta, welcome.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a bronchitis. It's a viral one.
A lighter one?
Viral.
Viral bronchitis. Thank you.
Yes, from a virus.
And with the symptoms, how severe is it? 0 to 10. 10 would be really bad. 0 would be no problem.
It would be probably 5.
Good evening.
Something like that.
Okay, good. All right, so just take a moment. And you're experiencing the discomfort right now?
Yeah.
And in a word or two, what would you describe? What does it feel like?
Well, not clean bronchus, lungs, and difficulty to breathe.
So hard to breathe. Okay. All right, so just take a moment to experience exactly how hard it is to breathe right now. Let me know when you have a good sense of the current difficulty of breathing.
Yes, I have it.
Good. All right. So please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing to my highest good.
Relax.
Please.
Good. Now be passive and just let the healing come. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Elisabetta's highest good. May her bronchitis be completely healed. May her breathing be free and easy. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Okay, everybody relax and become completely passive. This will be our final round for the evening. Just relax and let the divine intelligence, if you're not Elisabetta, let the divine intelligence move the energy through you. Elisabetta, just be completely passive and receive the energy. Holding your attention in the lungs where the discomfort is. There's also healing happening for everyone on the call, live or on the recording. So everyone just stay passive. Once again, you will be the effective conduit for Elisabetta, and you will be receiving your own highest good healing at the same time. Elisabetta, is there some nice energy happening now?
Yes, a lot of energy.
Good, yeah. So that's, as you know, that's the normal process. Just stay with whatever you're feeling, keeping your attention focused on where the challenge is. Mm-hmm. So let's do an interim check. 0 to 10, how uncomfortable is it in the lungs right now?
Three, probably.
Good. That's progress. We're not done. I just wanted to get a midpoint check.
I breathe better.
But just stay with it. We're not done. Does your body feel mostly like energy or flesh right now?
I feel the energy everywhere.
Good. So you're doing great. You're exactly on schedule. Just relax and let them keep working. It looks like you're awakening to your light body very beautifully right now. Good job. Stay passive, just let it all run itself. Ah. So are you conscious of your energy body now, Elisabetta?
Yes.
Good.
I am.
Good. 0 to 10, how's the bronchitis doing?
Difficult to say, but still 3, probably 2, 3.
Okay, good. Just a moment longer. So is this awakening something you've experienced before, or is this a new experience?
It's not a new experience.
Okay, good. Again, this is just the same old onion of consciousness idea. When you clear heavy energy, it just automatically deepens the awakening.
Yes.
Give them just a moment longer. Holding attention gently in the lungs where you want the healing. And they're really focusing in there now. Working all the bronchial tubes. Every aspect of the lungs. Okay, how's it now? 0 to 10.
Very different. I felt something also directly in the heart.
Okay, good. So it feels better?
Much better.
Good. Okay, if you want to keep it running, even after I close this event, you can stay with your healing process and they'll keep working you for a while longer if you want them to, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
You can also return to this recording and get to your part of it, and they'll work you as many times as you play your section of the recording, okay?
Thank you very much, and many, many blessings.
Is this your first live event with us?
Yes.
I thought so. I didn't recognize you. So welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks for closing us out on this event.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good job. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Yeah. Blessings. You received that very well. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. And for everybody, just take a moment to see how you feel. And compare that to how you felt when we started the event. I feel a lot more luminous. And we'll go a teeny bit long, just say everybody, highest good be done. And relax. And this will be brief, but just for a minute or two. Just let the energy come and do whatever it wants to do. Just receive. has got a really lovely shift. Hopefully others are as well. Just a moment longer. Stay passive. All righty, so just notice how you feel now. Saying highest good be done just allows the allies and your higher self to do whatever you most need, even if you have no idea what it is. All right, so we're going to close it up. Achamahama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Quichi. Feels good. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful event. Thanks for supporting the healing and awakening of all of us. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that closes the event formally. So if anyone needs to go, you can go. If you want to hang around for a bit and do questions and comments, that is also available. So anybody can unmute themselves or type in the chat. So feel free. I'm going to see if there's chats that need to be spoken here. Hang on. Tish said, there is still heat radiating around my back. Thank you to everyone. And Greg says, thank you, everyone. So we're caught up on the chat. Thanks for your feedback, guys. Anybody with a question or comment, feel free to speak. Or type. Tish.
I do have a question.
Sure.
When in these events, when you say to sit passive,
mm-hmm.
Is it to, I'm trying to find my words and I do apologize. Is it to just be present in the moment with the energy to be passive? Because there's also like sitting in the power, where you will feel a portion of your body heat up or cool down, depending on the healing
mm-hmm.
or images that you may, you know, receive.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tell us to sit passive, is it to shut that, like to not listen to that energy, feeling the different parts of our bodies and just be present and conduit for what's happening to be the most powerful question?
Okay, just to, I see what you're getting at. My recommended strategy, which has been developed for over 12 years, is just to feel, if you are receiving the healing, hold your attention where you want the healing and feel what's happening there. Other things may be happening peripherally, but your main attention is where the healing is needed. If you are the conduit person, you're just relaxed and feeling whatever's happening through you. In this kind of work, where it's mainly the energetic stuff, I recommend not focusing on thoughts or images. They may be there in the background, and that is fine. We don't fight or repress anything or try to change anything. but you can choose where attention is going and focusing. If you're a conduit person, just putting your attention on the feeling of the energy is the best strategy on these events.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Is that a helpful clarification?
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Yeah. The problem is that images and thoughts can distract you and get you kind of off in a loop on your own. But if you're feeling the energy, that's where the action is with what we're doing. And attending to just the feeling of energy is usually the most helpful and the most effective in my experience.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. After we're done, you can think all you want. But while we're in process, attending to just the feelings the best you can of energy seems to be the best strategy.
Okay.
All right. All right. Anybody else with a question or comment? Kathy said, thank you. I need to leave. Tricia says, great session. Love to all. Thanks, Tricia. Thanks, Kathy. I'm going to mute Tish. Anybody else with a question or comment? And if anybody like me is feeling a strong altered state, that's part of the reward of doing an event like this. Anybody else with a question or comment? All right, in that case, we will wrap it up. We've been here long enough. So it is December 6, 2023. Tomorrow night, we're doing the mini astrology readings we do every month. You just show up and I do a little mini reading for you. Those are not recorded to respect personal confidentiality. So if you want to be part of that, come live. And that'll be the fourth event of the week. And of course, we got stuff going on every week. So feel free to come back and either do it live or do the recording or whatever fits your schedule best. All right. Big thanks to everybody. I so deeply appreciate you being a member of Awakening Plus, supporting our beautiful energy field, and hopefully getting a lot of benefit. All right. Until next time, be well and blessings to you.